morning. Jim Dewey in for Mary Griffith on The Mary Griffith Show. And joining me right now is Lucia Geise from Geise Jewel Box. Here in part because the last time I was here with you, somebody forgot to turn on your microphone. We won't mention Mary's name. But what the heck? Let's talk Christmas already. You've got some new items. You've got some new folks that you're dealing with.
New folks that I'm dealing with that I will be exclusive with. And these items are on order that are really, really cool.
The first one you showed me is Jewelry Creations of Oregon. It's a new line from Rogue Valley Benchworks. And what strikes me about this, just looking right at it, is cuts of stones that I've never seen before.
Yes, they're cut special.
Not that I get around a lot, but these are cool.
Aren't they awesome?
Yeah.
They're something different, and that's kind of what I lean towards.
Yeah. You mentioned there was a name for one of the cuts that kind of looks like a prism.
It's called a lens cut.
A lens cut, and I can see why.
Yes, yes. It looks like a prism.
And various genuine stones. Is it 14 karat gold or sterling
silver?
Tarnish resistant, which you will have in your shop.
Yes, yes. I will have sterling silver in. We can get it for you in gold as well. Mm-hmm. So that's not going to be an issue. We can get it in a number of different stones that they have already on hand. In fact, one of the pieces that I ordered in sterling silver had never been done up in sterling silver before. So I'm kind of anxious to see what they look like in sterling silver. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I have a few pieces in gold myself, and I really enjoy them.
This is just looking at the three rings that you have, four I guess you have that they have, and the stones. Each one is different. It's so what you get is not going to be the same as somebody else.
Correct.
And variety of colors of stones, and just I don't know, I hesitate to use the word awesome, but that's the word people use today, so that's what I would say. I mean, these are awesome looks, and one of the things too is, you know, you're going to have pendants in the shop and some rings, but they can get the same
look
cut in earrings. Or pendants. You could get the whole set to match, and as we mentioned,
yes, even
Christmas
if you don't get it
coming
all at one time, you know, Valentine's Day is a couple
of
months
later. Well, there you
later.
Go. You've got,
so
you
get
can
add
the necklace for Christmas, you get the ring for Valentine's Day, earrings for the birthday.
Birthday, anniversary, whatever. Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Your anniversary, absolutely. Or just because these are, again, I could see some of these, too, maybe being, we've talked about, you know, gifts for the best man or the...
Oh,
the,
yes.
The, not
for
the man,
for the attendant.
For the attendant at a wedding.
That would be awesome. And
in fact, that was my first thought when I saw this. I thought, oh, yeah, for...
Cool.
Mm-hmm. For
and it's something that you can wear for the wedding and even after the wedding.
Yeah.
And if you want it on a heavier chain, you can put it on a heavier chain. Or if you have the snake-like omega, you can put it on that as well. And it will look different with whatever you put it on.
You change the whole look just by changing the chain, which, of course, you also carry.
Yes, absolutely.
And if you don't have it in the store... Because your store is not like 4 acres.
Right. I can't afford to stock everything out there. But if I order on Monday, I have it on Tuesday.
Wow.
So, and you know, I will keep a couple. But if I don't have the length that you want, let me know. I'll order it for you.
Yeah. On the chain.
Correct.
Okay, well,
correct.
But also
and this
the thieves,
we can order for you as
order.
Well.
Right.
Absolutely.
So if they see the necklace.
If you see the necklace that I have coming in with the blue and you'd rather have the orange look to it,
there
we can
go.
Do that as well. Yes, okay. Absolutely.
And again, with the holidays coming, you want to give yourself a little extra time for orders, even though they might say we get them there, you know, overnight or whatever. With the mail and with the weather and everything else, overnight might mean 2 or 3 days.
That's
sometimes
possible, depending on how Mother Nature is. You know, we can't control that.
I worked at a mail order place one Christmas when they had blizzards in Memphis, and Memphis is where FedEx hub was.
Mm-hmm. And I have a place that I deal with that does the overnight shipping out of Louisiana.
Right.
And they have, you know, when they have storms come through, they shut everything down.
Yeah, so keep that in mind, folks, when you're ordering things for Christmas. Now, here's another catalog.
And this is the same company.
The same company. Okay.
Same company.
You'll recognize the stones, but then they have others. And we were talking before. I look at a couple of these, and I think, you know, I'll bet this started out as an accident. Somebody missed a cut or something.
Possible.
I said, wait a minute, that looks pretty good. Let's make this on purpose. And they are just gorgeous.
This company has some really neat pieces, whether you want it in gold or you want it in sterling silver. They will make it for us.
And as the rings, the pendants, the earrings, the whole works,
yes.
Gold or silver.
This is, let's go back here at page or two. This ring here is this one right there.
Oh, okay.
Only in pink. They show it in green.
Okay, so you've got the pink stone in your shop. And it's in different color here
in the catalog.
Red or green in the catalog. And
correct.
There you go. And, boy, I tell you, if it were me, I'd go with the green, but then that's my color.
Yeah. I like the green better than the pink, too.
But there you go. So any color stone you want in gold or silver, and there it is at the Geise Jewelry Box.
Yeah.
And, of course, you carry a lot more things as well.
Correct.
You have some earrings that you just kind of put together yourself that you mentioned you were at the gift show last year, and they were a hit.
They were a very hot commodity.
And I remember
the
talking
candlestick.
About them last year. Yeah,
the candlestick.
It looks like a
holiday
Christmas
earrings.
Candle.
And then we also now have, last year we had them too, the Christmas lights. They look like a Christmas light. Earring, I can do it, the pendant, if you know, or even add it to a bracelet if that's what you want. If you have a sterling silver charm bracelet, you want to add one to it, we can do that for
that
you
is
as well.
Cool. Of course, hoop earrings, and these are cool. Those have little stones in them.
Little CZ stones on the front of them, yes.
They
just slip right on through. You don't have to worry about hooking it to the piece of the back of the earring or the ear nut or
and
nothing.
Lots of sparkle. You've got lots of sparkle there right in front of me.
Blue topaz and diamond earrings. And, you know, pink for October.
Yep.
You know, it doesn't have to be in the shape of a ribbon. You can still wear the pink.
Mm-hmm. You also have some man's rings here, and you showed me one of them you wear, and it's actually, it looks like a tire.
It looks like a tire tread, and that tire tread spins.
And as I pointed out when you were showing it to me, I'd never get any work done. But Steve will say you don't get any work done anyway, so what's new there? But again, guys wear rings too, whether it's a wedding band or some guys just like to have a pinky ring or something, and you've got different styles, different colors, all different varieties. And if
the
you
mossy
like the tire
oak pattern?
One,
everybody knows the mossy oak pattern.
Mm-hmm.
I have it in a couple of rings.
All right.
Yes.
And again, gifts, ladies, for your guy. You know, if he likes to wear a ring, or maybe doesn't, but you think he should,
then there you
come
go.
Up with one of these really cool ones that he would be happy to wear.
The barbed wire is the most popular. Yes, the barbed wire look.
That doesn't surprise me a lot, because you see a lot of tattoos of people with barbed wire, and I suppose they probably have a meaning that I shouldn't be talking about here on the air, but who knows. But again, as we look not just at the holidays, but year-round, people have reason to come to your shop for wedding rings.
Absolutely.
And engagement rings. A lot of people like to do that at Christmas time, but again, now is the time to do that.
Now is the time to do that. And here I have here a couple of diamonds, you know, that we can pick our own.
Mm-hmm.
Pick out your own diamond. And if you don't know what she's looking for in particular, we can set it into a fake type mounting just so you have something to present to her.
Right.
And then she can come in and pick out the ring she wants. Or if you know she's got something in particular that she's been looking at on the internet, chances are we're going to be able to find it for you.
But again, it does take a little bit of time, and the closer we get to the holidays, the more everybody else is going to be looking at the same thing. So
exactly.
Guys, gals, if this is what you're thinking, and you're wanting to make this some kind of a holiday event, now is the time to do it. And the best place to do it?
Geisy Jewel Box.
And how do they get a hold of you? Now, have you started your Christmas hours yet?
Not yet. No, that usually doesn't start until after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And then the closer we get to Christmas, I will add a couple of nights in there as well.
She basically doesn't sleep from the day after Thanksgiving until January 1st.
Pretty much, because there's a lot that has
a lot
to be done.
So, Geisy Jewel Box, and you are at
924 Main.
228-4000 is the phone number. You're 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. You'll also do by appointments because people do work 9 to 5.
Exactly. And if you can't make it at 5 o'clock, give me a call.
Yeah.
If you have something to drop off, something you want to look at, something that you have to pick up, that's not going to be an issue. Give me a call. I'll wait for you.
All right. Geisy Jewel Box, Lucia Geisy, thank you for popping in
this morning.
It's always a pleasure. 228-4000 or visit 924 Main. And we'll be back to talk about those flu clinics coming up on the Mary Griffith Show. Mary is out today, so you get Jim Dewey. And my guest now is Beth Forbes. She's with the Adams County Health Department. We're here to talk about a couple of things. Beth is the health educator there. And one of those things is the flu clinics. You've got a flu clinic coming up this week and then three more before the end of the month that are spread out throughout the county. The one this week is on Thursday at Central School District from 3 to 5:30. And what do folks need to know about these flu clinics? And I guess, first of all, the big question is who and why?
Well, the Adams County Health Department, along with the Illinois Department of Public Health and the Centers for Disease Control, recommends an annual flu vaccination for everyone 6 months of age or older. Flu vaccine is available. You can attend one of our clinics, or you can go to the health department and also get that shot. It's important for us as individuals, children, adults, some of the elderly, to get that flu shot to protect yourself during the year.
Yeah, it's not just the flu. I mean, we give the name flu to a lot of things that aren't necessarily the flu.
Well, yeah.
And so you think, well, the stomach ache, it's got a stomach flu, or they got headache and cold. But the flu can put you in the hospital.
Well, there's a misconception. There's, the stomach flu, where we have the tummy problems
right.
and the diarrhea. This is not what we're giving the shots
right.
for. We're giving the shots for it's a respiratory flu. And it's something that can be, in some people, deadly.
Yeah, I mean, and we've had news, I think here last year, we had both the Blessing Hospital and Hannibal Regional saying, don't come and visit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless you are sick, don't come to the hospital because people were bringing the flu with them into the hospital, or there were so many people with the flu in the hospital that it was not a good place to be.
Right. Yes, absolutely. And something that we have to remember that's so, so important is even if we perhaps aren't comfortable getting the flu shot, we can give the flu then to other people who are in compromised situations.
Yeah, some people can't
right.
have the shot.
Some people can't, for whatever reason, have the shot. So we have to take it upon ourselves to get that shot
right.
taken care of. That could be an elderly person who's unable to take the shot. So if you're going into a nursing home or an elderly person's home and you have not been vaccinated, you do have the opportunity to spread the flu to them. And the same thing with babies. During the flu season, we need to be especially careful with our little ones, touching kiddos if you have not had the vaccination, things like that.
Yeah, because it's harder for them to fight it off. And so the flu clinics, again, you've got Central High School this week, or Central School District. Then on the 23rd, as I mentioned earlier, you'll be at the Quincy Senior Family Resource Center from 4 to 6. 3 to 5 on Thursday, October 24th at Payson Seymour Elementary School, and in Unity Elementary School on October 30th. Now, there is a cost for this, but most insurance companies will cover it.
Absolutely. Most insurance companies will cover it. The flu vaccine itself is $30. Now, the high-dose flu vaccine, which we encourage for people 65 years old or older, is a little bit more expensive. That is $55. Most insurances just have a zero copay on that.
Right.
Now, what we do have to tell you about the high-dose flu vaccine, that is something that is sent to us, and sometimes we don't know how many of those vials we're going to get.
Okay.
So we may be in a situation where that high dose is not available. However, it will be again.
Is that so? Somebody should call ahead. Maybe if that's what they want.
I would absolutely call the health department and see if that high dose is available before attending the clinic or before coming in. And it is so easy to reach out. You know, we are available at 217-222-8440, and that will allow us to give you the information that you need. We also are open anytime Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. and 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. That is on a walk-in basis. So we just ask that they bring their insurance card, and we can get them taken care of.
All right. And if they have the insurance card, they don't need to bring cash or a checkbook, right?
No, they do not.
You'll bill the insurance company, and then if the insurance company wants the copay, they'll let you know. But, again, most insurance companies, that's not an issue.
Right. It's not an issue.
Yeah. And I for the last several years, I've been getting a flu shot in mid-November at a convention that I attend that they give them for free. But now that my insurance company does that, I can do it sooner, and I can go to my doctor's office, or I could go to the clinic, whatever, or the health department. So folks, you need to get those flu shots taken care of. Now, the other thing is we're talking vaccines.
Yes.
And there are a number of children in school who have not had the vaccines that are required.
Correct.
And today is the last day they get to go to school unless they've made arrangements or have had the shots.
That is correct. Tomorrow is the Quincy Public Schools Exclusion Day. And what that is that is a day that we have said all kiddos attending school need to have their mandatory Illinois Department of Public Health requirements met. And what that means is they need to have their medical and their eye and their immunizations taken care of before tomorrow.
Now, again, this comes to an issue where for some people there's a money issue involved where they may not have the ability to pay. Can they come in? Is that then they should contact the health department first?
Well, what we have is we have something for if we're talking about the immunizations. We have something that is called vaccines for children. And that's something where we can truly help and bring that cost down substantially. But we just ask that they bring in their medical card or their insurance card, and we'll be able to figure out from there what that cost is going to be.
Okay. And you have a list here of what is required for certain age kids from pre-K through senior in high school. And so like kids in pre-K need to have that physical exam, of course, and then age-appropriate immunizations, also a dental and an eye exam.
And our dentals are not due until closer to the end of the school year in 2020.
Okay, so before they go on to the next, to kindergarten.
Absolutely. Okay. But what we really, really are focusing on are the physical exam, the immunizations, and the eye exam. So for our kiddos in kindergarten, they need the physical exam, eye exam, and immunizations. Sixth grade, again, physical exam and immunizations. Ninth grade is just a physical exam. And in 12th grade, they need their immunizations.
All right. And that immunization includes the optional meningitis. Sixth grade is the optional HPV, which we hear more and more about, the need for that for both boys and girls.
Absolutely, yes.
And I know a lot of people are nervous about some of these vaccinations. There have been lots of misrepresentations, lots of just plain untrue stories, but people tend to listen to those and say, oh, that sounds terrible. I'm not going to get my child immunized because I don't want them to be, in one case, autistic.
Right.
You know, people are blaming autism on vaccinations, and it's not. It's been proven to be not true.
It has been proven to be not true. And, you know, I think as a mom or a dad, we are cautious and wanting to protect our babies, especially when they're young. But what we have to look at is, for example, smallpox. That's something that was completely eliminated.
From the planet.
From the planet.
Yeah.
But due to parents choosing not to do their immunizations, has come back. And it's not just affecting your child.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we're going back to, we're on the playground. Perhaps there's a child who cannot take that vaccine for some reason. You are now exposing that child to something, for example, smallpox.
Right.
And that's what this really comes down to, is not only are we trying to help ourselves and help our little ones that we care so much about, but we need to be looking out for others in the I am third category, saying, okay, we need to look at the elderly. We need to look at the people who have compromised immune systems. We need to look at the babies. We need to look at the ones who truly cannot take these shots. And if we are physically able, we need to go out and do that.
All right. And again, in most cases, the financial parts of these can be assisted, taken care of. There are ways to do it. So today, as you said, tomorrow is the what do you call it, the knockout?
It's the exclusion day.
Exclusion
it's the Illinois Department of Public Health Exclusion Day, and that is for Quincy Public Schools and parochial as well.
All right. We are talking with Beth Forbes from the Adams County Health Department, health educator, and also the Wellness Express coordinator. We'll talk more about health and wellness in just a bit. It's 9:47 at WTAD. Talk Radio 930 WTAD with Jim Dewey on the Mary Griffith Show. It's 9:51. We have sunshine, 48 degrees, and we're talking with Beth Forbes from the Adams County Health Department. We've been talking about flu clinics and vaccinations, and especially those vaccinations and exams required for school kids. And one thing we haven't mentioned, other than saying the health department, there are a number of locations where kids can go to get these examinations and the shots that they need.
Absolutely. So tomorrow is our IDPH exclusion day. So that means that kiddos within Quincy Public Schools need to have certain things completed before they can start school again tomorrow morning. So we have worked out a sheet that kind of helps our families. We realize that these requirements can be sometimes a bit overwhelming. So if you are needing immunizations only, and this is actually a VFC, a Vaccines for Children site. You can go to the Adams County Health Department. They are open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., and then 1 to 4 p.m. If you're needing a back-to-school physical only, Blessing Convenient Care at both the Hy-Vee Broadway and the Hy-Vee on Harrison Clinic are available for that. We also have, if you're needing both a back-to-school physical and immunizations, these are also Vaccine for Children site, SIU School of Medicine, Blessing Physician Services Pediatric Department, and Quincy Medical Group Pediatric Walk-In Clinic. These are all available to you today and tomorrow to make sure that the IDPH requirements needed for your student can be taken care of.
The convenient care clinics at the Hy-Vees, do you need an appointment for those, or is that just strictly walk-in?
It is strictly walk-in, but we advise for all of these sites, please call ahead.
You know,
it could be one site is busier than the other, and you kind of can have an idea on your wait time.
Right. So, but the others do generally require an appointment, so you need to do that. But, again, there are plenty of places where you can get these exams. The flu clinics that we talked about earlier, they are on the Adams County Health Department website. What's that web address?
That, let's see. Just head to the Adams County Health Department. Google that in, and that will give you what you're needing. You can also go to www.co.adams.il.us /health, and that'll get you directly to the health department website.
All right, and you will get this other information up on the website as well, but you can also go to the Illinois Department of Public Health website. Again, Google is your best friend for these. Just Google in Illinois Department of Public, and by the time you get to the end of department, you'll have about 8 choices, and hopefully that would be one of them. But anyway, that information is there, and it's valuable. And again, the reason this is important is because we don't want to be the person that transmits the flu or one of these other diseases to somebody who can't get a shot.
Absolutely. That is the main piece in all of this, is we need to be thinking about the ones who can't take the shot. And those are our elderly, our immune compromised, and our infants. You know, a child before the age of 6 months cannot have a flu shot. And so it's very, very important that we understand that we could, if we're not vaccinated ourselves, pass that on to that small child. And that is not something we want that baby to go through.
That is something that would be very difficult, if not impossible, for some infants to fight off.
Sure.
Or seniors.
Absolutely,
elderly folks,
yes.
As you mentioned earlier, if you're going to visit a nursing home, or even if you're in a church group,
mm-hmm.
you know, you might have a variety of ages of folks in a Sunday school class, and you don't want to share that.
Right.
I mean, sharing is nice, but not always.
Right. In this situation, we do not want to share the flu, no.
So, all right. So, again, these clinics are coming up, and other, you give vaccinations for other things as well at Adams County Health Department. As I was talking to you earlier, I had to take a trip overseas a few years ago and had to have several vaccinations before I could do that. They aren't your typical, I mean, you get tetanus shot, but the others, I had to have a hepatitis shot.
Yes, we do hepatitis. We also do lead testing. We do TB skin testing, and those are just available on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Okay. Appointments needed or just walk in?
No, just walk in. We are closed for lunch, and that is from 12 to 1, and the immunization clinic does close at 4 daily.
Okay. Again, this is at the Adams County Health Department, or really your own county health department if you're not in Adams County. You'll be able to take advantage of the health department in your county, whether you're on the Illinois side, Missouri side, or Iowa, for these same information. And again, the need for the vaccinations and the checkups and all, that's nationwide. It's not just not just Adams County. But Beth, we certainly thank you for joining us this morning to give us this information. Again, the next flu clinic for those of you out in Adams County is at Central School District from 3 to 5:30. And again, remind us, what do we need to bring anything with us? The insurance card?
Yes, please do bring your insurance card. That's very, very important. And I would also go ahead and call the health department prior to, maybe earlier that day, if you're 65 years old or older, to make sure we do have high dose.
Okay.
And that's really important. We can be reached at 217-222-8440.
Yeah, and that is something we've heard about in the past, too. There might have been shortages. Right now, we've got plenty.
Absolutely. Right now, we have plenty, and we'll be just fine. But we're not in control of how many doses we receive of that. And they go fast.
Yeah.
So it's important to call ahead.
Especially, as you said, for the high dose. Beth, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Steve and the boys are up in just a bit with our morning meeting.